AP News, I'm Ed Donahue. Ukraine's president is visiting Washington as Congress is deadlocked over future aid for Ukraine. The AP's Sagar Magani has the story.
President Biden says Congress must approve billions more in Ukraine assistance before leaving for the holidays.
Before they give Putin the greatest Christmas gift they could possibly give him.
While meeting with Volodymyr Zelensky in the Oval Office.
Mr. President, I've called on Congress to do the right thing.
We do want to do the right thing here.
But House Speaker Mike Johnson says Republicans are resolute. Any aid package must include southern border security changes.
Our first condition on any national security supplemental spending package.
Top Senate Democrat Chuck Schumer says the GOP has to end the gridlock.
Do Republicans not realize how thrilled Putin must be right now?
Saying Zelensky made a powerful case on Capitol Hill.
If he gets the help, he can win this war.
Zelensky's visit came at a grim time, and in the Oval Office said Ukrainians need to know the U.S. and its allies stand with them.
People need to be confident that freedom is secure and strong enough to win.
Sagar Magani, Washington.
Inflation was mostly unchanged last month. Much cheaper gas held down overall prices. Prices in the vast service sector, though, still surged uncomfortably fast. Core prices, which exclude volatile food and energy costs, are considered a better guide to the path of inflation, and they rose slightly last month. A South Florida dentist was sentenced in the shooting death of his former brother-in-law, a prominent professor at Florida State University.
You are sentenced to life imprisonment without the possibility of release or parole.
Charlie Adelson was found guilty of first-degree murder and other charges in the 2014 killing of Dan Markle, who was gunned down in his car outside his Tallahassee home. Prosecutors contend Adelson paid to have Markle killed. This is AP News. The Dutch counterterrorism agency has moved the terror threat alert to its second highest level.
The announcement marks the first time the threat level has been so high since the end of 2019 and comes a week after the European Union's Home Affairs Commissioner warned that the continent faces a huge risk of terrorist attacks over the Christmas period. The Dutch National Coordinator for Counterterrorism and Security also said in its threat assessment the violent conflict in Israel and the Palestinian territories, Quran desecrations in various European countries, and calls for attacks from terrorist organizations have increased the threat from jihadism. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
New York's highest court ordered the state to draw new congressional districts ahead of the 2024 elections, giving Democrats a potential advantage in what is expected to be a battleground for control of the House. I'm Ed Donahue, AP News.
Time is precious, and so are our pets. So time with our pets is extra precious. That's why we started Dutch. Dutch provides 24/7 access to licensed vets with unlimited virtual visits and follow-ups for up to 5 pets. You can message a vet at any time and schedule a video visit the same day. Our vets can even prescribe medication for many ailments, and shipping is always free. With Dutch, you'll get more time with your pets and year-round peace of mind when it comes to their vet care.